In the polished world of business relationships, we're taught to project strength, hide weaknesses, and maintain professional distance. Yet Patrick Lencioni's Getting Naked proposes something revolutionary. The most powerful way to build client loyalty is through complete vulnerability. This counterintuitive approach has transformed countless service providers from mere vendors into trusted partners at firms like Deloitte and McKinsey. The naked approach means stripping away the armor we instinctively wear, embracing uncomfortable honesty, asking seemingly obvious questions, and prioritizing client needs above our ego. While intellectually simple, this approach requires overcoming deeply ingrained fears that drive us to protect ourselves rather than serve others. The payoff? Stronger relationships, enthusiastic referrals, easier pricing discussions, and significantly higher profit margins compared to industry peers. Vulnerability in business isn't just morally admirable, it's financially rewarding. Our reluctance to be vulnerable stems from three fundamental fears. First, the fear of losing business makes us withhold difficult feedback and avoid uncomfortable conversations. Second, intellectual pride creates the fear of appearing foolish, causing us to remain silent when confused or hide mistakes when they occur. Third, the fear of feeling inferior drives status-protecting behaviors like credential flaunting and avoiding menial tasks. These fears manifest in elaborate presentations, technical jargon, and professional distance, all designed to project an image of flawless expertise. Yet this self-protective approach undermines the very thing it aims to achieve, client trust. When we focus on protecting ourselves, clients sense our self-interest and question our motives. They wonder if we're truly committed to their success or merely protecting our revenue. This creates a subtle barrier preventing genuine collaboration and often leads to surface-level engagements rather than meaningful partnerships. The first principle of naked service involves overcoming the fear of losing business by always consulting instead of selling. Rather than pitching services through slick presentations, naked providers transform sales situations into demonstrations of value by actually serving potential clients before being hired. Imagine walking into a meeting with no slides or proposals, just curiosity and immediate value. You ask probing questions, offer insights, and begin solving problems immediately. This creates a fundamentally different dynamic where potential clients experience your value firsthand rather than hearing claims about it. They begin seeing themselves as clients before formally deciding to become one. This approach extends to giving away the business, providing free advice, and prioritizing client interests over maximizing short-term revenue. It also means telling the kind truth, delivering difficult messages that clients might not want to hear, risking relationships to serve client needs. This willingness to risk the relationship for the client's benefit paradoxically strengthens it, as clients recognize they have a partner who won't withhold critical information to protect the engagement. The fear of appearing foolish prevents us from asking clarifying questions or making uncertain suggestions. Naked service providers overcome this by entering the danger, willingly addressing issues others avoid. Like improvisational actors who embrace bizarre situations with yes and, they confront the elephant in the room that everyone sees but nobody mentions. They ask questions others are afraid to ask, accepting that some might seem dumb because the potential benefits outweigh momentary embarrassment. In one case, questioning a public company's lack of advertising budget revealed a significant planning gap. Clients typically remember valuable questions and forget the others, especially when consultants acknowledge poor ones. They also offer ideas they aren't certain about, knowing they risk embarrassment. For every naive suggestion that proves insightful, many are unhelpful. But without risking all ideas, the valuable ones never emerge. Finally, they celebrate mistakes rather than hiding them, readily acknowledging errors, apologizing, and moving forward. This counterintuitive approach actually increases client trust and loyalty. The third fear, feeling inferior, manifests in status-protecting behaviors. Overcoming it requires embracing five powerful practices that demonstrate true client focus. First, take a bullet for the client, sacrificially absorbing blame in difficult situations. Counter to cultural norms that encourage deflecting responsibility, naked consultants throw themselves on grenades, knowing business grenades are rarely lethal, and such acts build extraordinary loyalty. Second, make everything about the client by throwing full attention into their world, not shifting attention to your own experience or knowledge. Third, honor the client's work by demonstrating genuine interest in their business and appreciating its importance. Fourth, do the dirty work by willingly taking on whatever tasks clients need, even when unglamorous or seemingly beneath your status. Finally, admit your weaknesses and limitations. This all-encompassing principle goes beyond celebrating individual mistakes to acknowledging general weaknesses. We all have limitations, and covering them up often forces us into doing more of what we're not good at. The exhaustion of pretending to be something we're not prevents us from thriving in our areas of strength. Lencioni's principles come alive through Lighthouse Partners, a fictional consulting firm that wins business despite being smaller than competitors by embracing vulnerability. When partner Dick meets with Ram Transport, he brings no slides, just curiosity. For nearly 2 hours, he asks questions and draws simple diagrams, helping executives clarify their challenges. When they ask about cost, he suggests meeting their wider team before discussing fees. They agree enthusiastically, showing how beginning to consult immediately creates momentum toward engagement. Lighthouse consultants also enter the danger fearlessly. Amy confronts a marketing director's negativity during a Meditech offsite, something others had avoided for months, transforming the team dynamic. When Jack makes a serious analytical error during a hospital consultation, he immediately confesses rather than covering it up. Instead of anger, the client responds with good-natured ribbing and collaboratively develops a better solution. Embracing naked service requires overcoming ingrained habits of self-protection. The journey typically begins with intellectual recognition that vulnerability works better than self-protection, followed by experimentation in low-risk situations. The breakthrough comes when vulnerability creates dramatically better results, eventually becoming your default approach. Start by identifying which of the three fears most affects your client interactions: losing business, being embarrassed, or feeling inferior. Understanding your dominant fear helps target your initial efforts. Next, select one challenging but manageable principle. Perhaps tell the kind truth or celebrate mistakes. Practice this principle in your next client interaction, preparing for temporary discomfort that yields lasting benefits. Create accountability by sharing your commitment with a trusted colleague, then reflect after each vulnerable interaction. Consider the client's response, your feelings, and potential improvements. Remember that vulnerability isn't all or nothing. Even small increases in nakedness can significantly improve client relationships. The journey begins with a single vulnerable moment: asking a dumb question, admitting a mistake, or telling a difficult truth. This represents choosing client benefit over self-protection, the essence of true service and foundation of extraordinary loyalty. This journey isn't linear. Most professionals cycle between stages as they encounter situations triggering old fears. Many find that naked service transforms personal relationships too, as honesty, humility, and genuine concern strengthen marriages, friendships, and family bonds.